Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Thursday morning spotlight on the weekend as we head to Labor Day weekend. The whole Jacksonville's morning news team is together once again, and we are not what is being featured at Alhambra Theater and Dining, though some days I would say grumpy old men would be a good way to describe me at least. I don't know about everyone else. How about we start in the traffic center with our other grumpy old man? Jacob, what do you have cooking this weekend? and I should go perform at Alhambra for that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I might have to go see it and then get on stage shortly after. This Sunday is September 4th, but in Jacksonville, it's a holiday we call 904 Day. Something very cool happening on 904 Day is the 904 Block Party in The Elbow. It's the neighborhood in downtown Jacksonville. And at the Block Party, they're basically going to have the Underbelly and the 1904 Music Hall open, and they're going to have pretty much concerts the entire day, and the Block Party is going to be right there in that area they call the Elbow, and the tickets, $9.04.
Oh, of course. And by the way, if you like tacos, Ocean Street Tacos, part of the Elbow, love it.
Yes.
Love it.
And the mac and cheese from Spliff's is really good, too.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, and you can see all this at WOKV.com. Lucia Vitti here in the studio with us. What do you have cooking this weekend?
I think I'm going to check out the St. Augustine Amphitheater Sunday night. Two of the groups that I used to use all the time for my spin class is Dispatch and OAR, also called OAR. They were often mistaken for each other. Music is very similar, kind of indie. They were originally planning to do this prior to COVID, but that took a swipe at that. So they're coming to the amphitheater Sunday night, and I hope it's not going to rain. I know that they've sold some... They had multiple sellout nights at Madison Square Garden, so that's a big deal.
Nice.
So
look forward to that.
It's probably going to be sold out as well.
You mentioned COVID and how the pandemic has disrupted so many things. Scotty, one that's coming up, I think, tomorrow night. This is a third go-around that we're trying to get him.
Third time's the charm. It's Dinosaur on Stage, and I'm not referring to the Jurassic Live event coming up in January. I'm not talking about the dinosaurs exhibits over at the Mosh. I'm talking about Sir Rod Stewart finally going to perform at Daly's Place Friday night. I call him a dinosaur in jest because the guy's 77 years old. He's still out there doing it better than I could do it in my 20s. And it's going to be a phenomenal show. He's bringing decades of hits all the way back from songs that he did with the Faces and the Jeff Beck Group up to the American Standard Songbook, all of his disco hits from the 70s, all of his pop hits, his retro stuff, the Blue Eyed Soul Tour you might remember from a couple of years back. And it's going to be a good time. 3 years in the making of rescheduling, and the show's finally going off on Friday night.
And it looks like the rain and thunderstorms do start to minimize over the coming days, as Mike was telling us. After we get through today, the pattern change comes tomorrow. So if you do have outdoor plans, it looks to be pretty good for it overall. Gina, what do you have? This is an outdoor / indoor sort of venue, so hopefully the rain would hold off for it.
Yeah, I mean, most of this will be indoors. They even tout their air-conditioned Jacksonville Fairgrounds. So if you're doing some remodeling of the house, or you're looking for some ideas, or just kind of want to get the ball rolling, the Home and Garden Show is taking place this weekend, tomorrow through Monday at the Fairgrounds. Kitchen and bath remodeling, roofing, flooring, home security, water conditioning, insulation, all that good stuff. Free admission, free parking, and it goes on all day, noon to 6 tomorrow, 10 to 6 Saturday, 10 to 6 Sunday, 10 to 5 on Monday.
I would imagine this time of the year we're going to start to see mums in display. We're already talking about when mums will come out and how can we can replace some of our stuff that died off in the dry month of July.
Well, there will be a lot of mums over at the Rod Stewart show.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's actually a great dancer. He's got those tall, skinny legs just like Mick Jagger.
Yeah, in the 70s. He's still holding up pretty well, right?
He is.
Talking about tall, skinny legs, Jeremy, what do you have cooking?
No. Tall, but not skinny. At NAS Jax tomorrow night, Rich, there is the Movie by the River event for all authorized personnel with base access. They're going to be showing the film Sing 2 on the giant inflatable screen. This is in the field beside the River Cove Community Center there. Folks asked to arrive by 7:30 at night. There's going to be free popcorn, also going to be refreshments available for purchase, blankets and lawn chairs welcome. And once again, though, not open to the general public. It's for all authorized personnel with base access only. So I'm not allowed, which is fine because my kids have watched that movie many, many times already. I think I'm good.
Are they like forward. Mine? They like two better than the original?
I have not asked them, but I would think so, just based on the amount of times they've watched it.
Fall movie nights also on Saturday at Brewhound Dog Park and Bar. Jack Russell Park on Sunday in Atlantic Beach has the Farmers Market on Sunday. There's a lot going down in the 904 as we mark 904 on Sunday of this weekend. Head to WOKV.com and get a full rundown of all of these events and more around the metro area. Just look for Rod Stewart's classy photo. What do you
and
got there,
Rich, Steve? I would just like to take one more moment, a little shout out to our friends from Utah. It's the Utah Utes take on the Florida Gators this weekend.
Yes, that's
so
right.
It is Utah Utes Appreciation Weekend. Be sure to give them your support.
the Utes are going to be in Gainesville. As yes, college football is back this weekend. You've got Georgia in action and obviously Florida at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. 8:14 as Jacksonville's only all-news morning show continues.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.